story, and this could be put in the happiest part somewhere with Krishna as God, or a general point with some. They think that surrender to God means to kind of empty out, take all your life energy, life force, your prana, everything, and just give it to God. Empty out yourself so you don't have any life force left. But this is what it means to surrender, you give everything to God, right? So you empty yourself out every day until you're completely empty at night, falling into bed, boom. And then next morning, continue. And then when your life is over, you have just given everything, there's nothing left, you're just an empty bag. Then your life is successful and God is pleased with you. You have given it all to God. Then you can go to heaven or Vaikuntha or Vrindavan or whatever. But do you think, this could be part of a discussion or something, do you think that this is what God wants and needs from you? I want the life force of everyone, as if it was some parasite feeding off your life force. But no, rather, Krishna says in the Gita, or whatever it was, I just want your love, and I want to give you my love. That's what it's about. Surrender means to take shelter of God, to put your life in God's hands, and you'll be taken care of, and you will have a beautiful relationship with God, which you have. We have. We just forgot. And it's that friendly, loving relationship that God wants to have with us. Not to have our money or work power. And yes, we may want to help out in doing projects for spreading Krishna consciousness, God consciousness on this planet. But that's another thing. Also that, just like we need to do with every project we get ourselves into, is something we do with the energy we have. And if we overwork, then we know what happens.